Still within the Zoho family then, one less common feature of the Zoho suite is that you get access to Zoho Wiki. So within the free version, you can create just the one wiki, but that perhaps is more than enough if you're working within a school or departmental environment. You can have up to three collaborators, which may not be enough, but then maybe thinking about the paid version might be a sensible thing to do. But you get all the wonderfulness that you usually get with wikis. But the real distinct advantage is that it's linked in with the Zoho family. So you've got direct links to other Zoho users who you may wish to permission in as editors, or links to the other Zoho applications. So if you create content elsewhere on Zoho, it's really easy to bring it in and use it within the wiki. The starting point then is to set up your wiki by giving it a title and deciding on the initial permissions and visibility to the outside world. Give it a theme and then you're up and running. It's a simple matter of creating the pages. As you would expect, it's a wiki, so all the pages are sort of, in a sense, internally catalogued. So it makes it really easy to link between each of the different pages within there. There also, obviously, the history. Being a wiki, it maintains a history of any edits that are made. So should someone make an edit and it needs to be rolled back to an early version, that's really easy. The basic content package, I suppose, is the page. And it's really easy to create pages and then edit those pages. And you've got all the common editing tools that you'd expect. So all the formatting type tools, with the addition of styles, of course. With it being a wiki, by using styles, it makes it much easier to A, jump from one area to another through the use of bookmarks and things, but also to use have tables of contents. And as your wiki becomes more extensive, being able to provide a simple navigation route for your viewers is quite important. You can bring in all the other things that you'd expect to be able to do. So you can bring in tables, you can bring in images from elsewhere on the web or uploaded. You can bring link into files. As I said, those can be direct links into or bring content from Zoho presentations or Zoho sheets. You can link out to other things on the web or bring those other things in using iframes. And there's also lots of widgets, really extensive widget gallery. So bringing in YouTube or Vimeo content, bringing in Picasso or Flickr albums, and lots of other wonderful stuff. And all of that can, of course, be done by your permission, whether they're internally or you set them up individually. So being Zoho in the family, you've got lots of options there.